Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Here on MikeSpirit.fm, your host Nick will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd on the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there. Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me are my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. Welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I've had a bit of a technical problem, as you probably realise, because there's probably been music being played in my stead. So, but welcome. And yes, I'm back in the UK. I had a wonderful trip. Absolutely, I will tell you about it in a minute. But I had a wonderful trip. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next hour and 50 odd minutes or so. The numbers you need to ring, if I can remember them, okay, because it's been been a little while, 760-283-4611 if you're in the US, okay, to call into the show. If you're outside the US, prefix the 001, then 760-283-4611, just to get into the show, have a free reading, which I'll be going to in a little while. And also you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And why don't you have a look at my website as well? It's www.nick-humphries.com, and also my page on Facebook, which is International Medium Nick Humphries. Please go on there and have a look and like my page. That'd be great. What normally happens, if you like my page, I normally friend request you, and you can go on to my page then as well. So I am currently just logging on to the chat room, so you have to bear with me on this one, okay? Things have been going a little bit slow here, okay? Oh, bless him. My producer's just giving me the number again for a reminder. Anyway, so India. Yes, I was in India. I flew out on the 12th. I came back a few days early. I have to say, there's a whole list of reasons. None of them to do with India at all. So much so that I'm actually going back to India. It was a fantastic trip. Now, obviously, you heard the radio show that I'd done from Mumbai. And you know, Mumbai is an amazing place. It's busy. Pollution is one thing. Obviously, it's quite polluted. But what I didn't tell you when I was there was that outside of my window from my room was that I could see the airport, Mumbai Airport, but below my window. And actually coming from the airport to the hotel, you had to go through some of the slums. But you know what? When we drove through the slums, I didn't see miserable people. I didn't see that at all. I saw people that were, I mean, and bear in mind, it was 2 o'clock in the morning when I actually got out of the airport in Mumbai. But I didn't see those people. And do you know, Mumbai was busy at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was mad. But they were happy, and I actually commented to my very good friend out in India about India itself, and he said, my view out the window, and he said, you know, Nick, out here in India we have the rich and we have the poor, so it's just the way of life over there, which is fair enough, but it kind of set me into a okay, so these people down below are poor, you know, which is a bit bizarre because I was looking down on them, and I'm not rich by any means. But during the day, what I saw were people enjoying themselves. They were on the roofs of their little shacks flying kites. And actually, I think the Sunday that I was there, it wasn't Sunday, it was a couple of days later, but they were lighting bonfires as part of a celebration out there. And then the same day, or the next day, everybody, man, woman, child, was on the roofs of their properties flying kites. And, you know, some of them were lovely. A lot of them were handmade. But some of them were lovely. But it was a very colourful thing to see. And, you know, I think they were actually having battles as well. So it was, like, quite funny to watch. You know, this whole mass of kites in the air and then a whole mass just falling to the ground because they're in a battle. So it ought to get tangled up. So it's quite funny. But if you've seen the photographs that I put on Facebook, you will have seen that there were their way of life out there, or their way of getting around. Now, I taxied everywhere, and I would never drive out in Mumbai. It just wouldn't happen. I wouldn't drive in India full stop, because they don't indicate and they honk to indicate. So we were joining freeways at a particularly slow speed in front of these rather large trucks, and all we did was just honk just to make them aware that we were there. So it was an amazing place. But I did this workshop to this group of people, 22 people, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing day. It really was. It was lighthearted. It was fun. They were eager. They were very keen. They'd never seen somebody linked to spirit before, which was amazing. And for them to actually try it was great. Also, it was just so nice. It was really, really nice to be out there, you know. And then I had private readings, and you know, we went to go and see some friends, and Shim Noy, my very good friend out in India, then took me to the gateway of Mumbai. The gateway of Mumbai, it's like, if you can imagine, it's like a horseshoe. So it's the sea, and the shoreline is like a horseshoe, and that's like the gateway to Mumbai. And in Mumbai city, on the coast, there's this great big gatehouse, which is the gateway to Mumbai. But what you've got to do, if you do go over there, and I would suggest anybody to go over there because it's great, is that you've really got to get over the military stuff as well, because there's lots of armed guards, there's lots of armed police. And in fact, getting off the plane in Mumbai, you know, we had to put our bags through the scanner. We had to take our laptops out of our laptop bags, put those through the scanner separately, any mobile phone obviously. So then you pack it all up and you get in your taxi and then you get to the hotel, and lo and behold, you've got to put your bag through a scanner, you've got to take your laptop out, put it through a scanner, you've got to empty your pockets, be scanned yourself, and this is going into the hotel. So, you know, and if you go out for the day, you've got to come back, you've got to unload your pockets, you've got to put everything in a tray, you've got to go through a scanner, and you've got to get scanned and, you know, wanded and everything. So, so it's quite, it's like, wow, this is like, you know, amazing stuff. In fact, when we was in Mumbai, Shim Noy said that hotel there, I can't remember the name of the hotel now, but that hotel there, that's the hotel the terrorists blew up. I was like, okay, do I really want to know this? He said, you know, they blew up, you know, they set fire to all the rooms and so on. And so while that one was being repaired, they built a new one. So right next door is a brand new hotel, which is of the same name. It's part of the same company. But the architecture of this building was fantastic. And actually, the funny thing is, when I was doing the workshop, I said to one of the guys in the workshop, I said, you know, I want to come out to Mumbai. I want to see some of the temples and stuff. And he just gave me a really strange look. He went, temple? Temples? Temples in Mumbai? He said, no. Mumbai is very English. Come here to see the English buildings. I'm like, I don't want to see the English buildings. He said, no, you have to. You know, you've got to go out and see the English buildings. And, oh boy, how right he was. You know, we actually drove through Mumbai at night. This is on the way to the gateway of Mumbai. And we went past this massive train station, which was English. And it's amazing structure, amazing architecture. And there were several buildings to the train station. So you had like a road splitting off like a fork, and then you had one in front of you, one to the left and one to the right of you. So depending on where you were getting your train to go to, what part of India. And then there was other buildings that were British, and you could tell the British buildings to the Indian buildings. Not saying that the Indian buildings were not as majestic, because oh boy, they certainly were. You know, they were just fabulous. And then you would find these little shrines all over the place, it's, you know, just to whatever god is around, you know, that the shrine's for. It was just really amazing. And then obviously, to top off my trip to Mumbai, I was invited to a meal with a rather nice client and Shimnoy at the ICC cricket ground. So it's the Indian County Cricket Ground, where they play all the big games. So I had my photographs taken in front of all the England teams that have been out there, and a picture of the Queen and so on. Shimnoy had a picture of all the captains of the India teams, and I walked on the pitch, and I really wanted to have a bit of a bowl and a bat, but at 10 o'clock at night, I don't think they will have let me. It's an amazing place. You know, we walked around the whole place, because it wasn't just a cricket ground, it's a sports complex as well. And then you sort of, when you walk out into the town, you're hit by the fact that, A, the roads are very busy, and thanks very much to Shimnoy making me cross some of them. So that was heart-in-mouth time, so that was quite good. And then we had there were like horse-drawn carts. But they're not like what you would. They're not just like horse-drawn carts. They're something special, you know. They're horse-drawn carts, but they're alive. They've got lights. I mean, a lot of them are talking like indicators, but they've got lights, flashing lights. They're silver. So they've got this beautiful artwork or molding around them, which is out of steel or whatever it is, aluminium or whatever. It could be silver itself, but. Yeah, but I was trying to take some photographs of them, but they were on the move, so I couldn't really keep up with them. But Mumbai, for me, Mumbai sort of touched my heart, because it was a really nice place, very nice people. And then on the 17th, then myself and Shimnoy, we got an airplane then to a place called Guwahati, very small city on the northeast side of India. So we're going diagonally across India now. 3-hour trip by plane. And not a trip that I like, because I wasn't very well on the trip. It was the air compression. It was just made me go all funny. So I was a little bit I wasn't being sick. I just felt sick, you know. Hot sweats, cold sweats, all that sort of thing. But then we landed in Guwahati, and obviously Shimnoy comes from Guwahati, so he's very proud of his city. And what a difference, really, what a difference. I mean, I got off the plane in Mumbai and I was dripping with sweat, okay? I got off the plane because I was advised to, Nick, you're going to need to wear your jumper and possibly your jacket, because it's going to be cold in Guwahati. We got off the plane and it was like 20-odd degrees or something like that. You know, so it was like 80 degrees Fahrenheit. So it was blistering out there. You know, he's like, oh, I don't understand this. So I'm having my jacket and my jumper on. I'm like, I'm really hot. You know, I need to get out of my clothes. So we get in a taxi and we go along. And the first thing that hits you is the fact that the buildings out there are, a lot of them are being, you know, well, they're under construction, but it's the way they're being constructed. And you're like, what? These buildings are being held up with bamboo. And I'm like, is that right? So if you imagine like a 3-story building, And the third story is being made. So the third floor is actually being held up with bamboo. And you're like, that's actually quite amazing. That is really quite amazing to see. I mean, and if I remember rightly, the second floor was holding up the first floor with bamboo. So it was really amazing. And then you went past a sign saying, new complex, blah, 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 you know, 20 or 30 homes, the price and so on, earthquake safe. I was like, right, okay. So I turned to Shimnoy and I said, earthquakes? So you get many earthquakes here, do you? He went, yeah. Actually, there was one just, I think, 8 days before I left to come and meet you. I was like, oh, okay. He said, yeah, it was quite a rumble. Everybody ran out of the house, but my mum was asleep in bed and she slept all through it. I was like, okay, as you do. Great, you know. So we get to the hotel. We go through the security regime of putting your bag through the scanner and yourself through the scanner and you being scanned and pockets emptied and so on. And then you hand over your passport and show me visa. And then I get draped in it's customary then to be given a scarf and a hat. So, which is very nice. The hotel was different. I mean, I was in a very nice hotel in Mumbai, and this hotel was actually very nice as well. Very nice people, but it was different. And the reason I say it was different, it was because it was, at the time, how is it different? It was just different. It was a little bit more rickety. Even though it was still a high-star hotel, it was a bit more rickety. But actually, I really enjoyed my stay there because all through the journey on the way there, there were signs to the three-day tourism expo. And I thought, great, this is going to be really good. So I said, stupidly, I said to Shimnoy, I said, so there's actually going to be quite a few Westerners here then. And he went, might be one or two. I was like, oh, okay. Don't know what's going on then. So I get to my hotel and I've got the beautiful view from my window of the river. Now, there are two rivers in India that are male rivers, and the rest are female. And the smaller rivers are female, and the bigger rivers are male. And the river that's outside my window is a male river. Okay, so it's a harsher energy. It's wider. It's a faster speed river. And Shimnoy said to me, this river, you know, in the monsoon times. Can get really rather large, and it breaks its banks and is known to wipe away villages. And I'm like, right, okay, good job I'm not in the monsoon season then. But you have to look past that, and you can't think about all these things, otherwise it spoils it for you. And the reason I'm saying this is because anybody who wants to go out there, I did that. I started to worry about the earthquakes, the monsoon. Well, I wasn't there in the monsoon, and I was worried about the mosquitoes. But you can't worry about the mosquitoes because it spoils it all for you. So outside my window, because it's a beautiful view of the river, which you can see on Facebook, put the photos on. But there is also this rather large marquee. Now, when I say marquee, it's not the normal metal framed white canvas type marquee. No, it's not. It's bamboo, and it's an arch. And it must have been about at least 60 foot by 40 foot wide. So rather large construction with tarpaulin over it. And I thought, that looks really dingy. I'll be honest, I thought that looked a bit... So the photographs I was trying to take of the river, I was trying not to get that in view, okay? Because it did look dingy. And then I spotted something. I spotted a man up a bamboo pole. And I was like, what on earth is he doing? So I sat there and watched him. And he was actually building scaffolding. And it was an amazing sight to see. So I thought, okay, this is interesting. You know, okay, so I watched this man build this scaffold. And then we went out for a few hours. And I realised then that not only do they, when they're building their buildings, okay, or constructing their buildings, and they're doing the levels with bamboo, their scaffolding is bamboo. But don't let that put you off, okay? Because it's an artwork. It really is an artwork. It's an amazing, amazing thing to see. And I'm so privileged to have been able to say I've been there and I've seen that. And wow, it really is. And then we sort of I go back to the hotel then. And there's loads of banging, loads of singing, loads of cheering. I'm like, what's going on? So the curiosity got better of me, okay? I have to admit. And I crept downstairs. I was on the second floor. I crept downstairs to this makeshift marquee, okay? What a fantastic construction. You go in, okay, and it's all netted. It's all curtains. It's all cloths. It's all drapes, seating, a big stage at the end. And do you know, this tourism expo wasn't about Westerners at all. It was about the surrounding areas. So Guwahati is actually in between China, okay, Tibet, okay, and Burma, okay. So you had all these different people, and I say different people because they're a different race, okay, coming in and doing their tribal stuff. Now, I wasn't really allowed to take photographs, so I don't know why. I was just nodded and shook the head, shaking, no photographs. But what a spectacle. It was a trip of deepen my appreciation for many things, but it certainly opened my eyes to a lot of things, you know. It was an amazing spectacle, colourful. You know, there was the noise was fantastic. Now I've got my own African drums, so obviously I'm in India, so they're different, but I love the drums. I absolutely love the drums, and it was great to listen to watch. I didn't watch a lot of it because I felt a bit out of place, to be honest, but I had a fantastic time in Guwahati. I really did. I actually said to Shimnoy, I said, oh, I wouldn't mind going to see if there's a PC that I can buy and take it back to, you know, to the UK. He went, yeah, I'll take you somewhere. Okay, I've got to tell you this because it's really funny. Get into the shop, shake hands with the owner, sit down. This is Nick, comes from the UK. He'd like to buy a laptop that he could take back because it's probably going to be cheaper here. No, it won't. Sorry? No, it won't be cheaper here. It'll be cheaper in the UK. Oh, okay then. So that settled that then. So off I get, walk out. So I thought it was quite funny, very honest. But a very nice man. There were lots of plans for me to do a lot of sightseeing, but the workload was more and more important. I was told that I was going to have a very, very important client come to my hotel room for a reading. At 6 o'clock, I said, that's not a problem. You know, I can rest from 2 or 3 get probably an hour's shut eye, have a freshened shower, get changed and so on, be ready for this important client. So at 6 o'clock, door knocks and two gentlemen walk in. Very well presented, nice cufflinks, nice shirts, nice suits. And they sit down on the chairs and I proceed then to do my readings. And so after a little while of doing the readings, and we finish, we talk, and then Shimnoy comes into the room then to make sure everything's going okay and everything's fine, and they were talking and discussing things. They got up and shook my hand and said, thank you very much, see you later. I said, yeah, it would be lovely to meet you again on my return trip. They said, no, to see you later. I said, oh, okay. I didn't know what they meant. So then Shinmo said to me, I would suggest that you have something to eat and relax for the rest of the evening, because I'll pick you up about probably about 9 o'clock, because at 10 o'clock you're on Indian TV. Sorry, he says you're going to be on DY365 TV. Sorry, what do you mean TV? You're going to be on Indian TV. Am I? Yes, you're going to be interviewed on Indian TV. Okay, rightio. Thank you very much. And what an experience! What an experience. It's dy365tv, .com. Okay, so you can look it up on the internet. It's like a news multicultural channel out there. It gets broadcast not just in Guwahati, but the rest of India, and anywhere across the world if you want to log in. Okay. So what an amazing experience. And the thing that I will say about being out there is that anywhere that I went, they treated me like a king. It was fantastic. I'll come to the food in a minute, okay? And I know I'm taking up a little bit of my time, but this trip is quite important, and I want people to experience what I experienced, okay? So I sort of like got to the station, and I met the presenter and the producer and a lot of the crew and a lot of the staff. So I was there quite early, so we were talking, discussing things, and then we were discussing how the show would be laid out. So everything, I kind of understood what was going on. Get into the studio itself, sit there, and right at the last minute, they changed the plan. So I look a bit shell-shocked on TV because of it. But it's only a half-hour show. So what I did is I'd done a reading for one of the members of the crew that came onto stage or onto the set. So I'd done this reading live, and then they opened the telephone lines, and I got bombarded with questions and, you know, people wanting guidance, which is fantastic. But then they realised, actually, because it was so popular, they had loads of vocals that they had to increase the show from half hour to an hour. They couldn't do it anymore because they were cutting off the news by half hour. So, you know, it was that they had to get back to the news at some stage. So the show finished, and then it was said then that because of the popularity, it's not because of what of me, it was because of the subject. Okay. That they had to repeat the show at 11:30. So, and the bizarrest thing is, the next day I get noticed. I'm walking into the hotel, and this guy comes up to me and says, "You're the guy that was on TV last night." I was like, how do I play this? "Yes, I was. Did you enjoy the show? I loved it. I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Could I come and see you?" I was like, "Yeah, please do. You know, give me a chance to get in, refresh, have something to eat, freshen up, and then obviously come and see me. It's not a problem." But it was, an amazing experience. It really was an amazing experience. And not only that, the fact, you know, it was unexpected for me to be on national TV out in India. It was amazing. It was an appreciation on so many levels, but the food. Okay, let's get to the food, right? So I'm in Mumbai, and I go, I'm here in India. I'm going to live as they do. Okay, why not? Okay, so I get up in the morning, or the afternoon. I've missed breakfast, so I have lunch. So we have curry, okay, or spicy foods. But not too spicy. It's either curry or like vegetable biryani. I'm choosy. I could be vegetarian or I could be a meat eater. So I was having like vegetable biryani with some dal, and then maybe like some curry and stuff like that. For tea or dinner, we had curry. So the next day we wake up and you had a choice of the Indian cuisine curry. I believe it was. I'm saying curry like it's funny, okay? But it was other stuff there, but it was spicy food. Or you could have things like the fruit bowl, or you could have cereal or croissants and chocolate pans and stuff like that. So, but I thought, I'll go with the flow, and I had that. So it was actually quite interesting. And then the next day I had croissants. We had this one particular day. We had lunch, and then we went out to go to see some friends for me to do some work for them. We finished doing the reading, and then we go out into their massive, great big front room, and there on the table was lunch. spread out, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can eat anymore. But they're like, please, Nick, you've got to, you know, try this food. You know, and I've got to say, the food was lovely. It was absolutely gorgeous. Really, really tasty. And, you know, you have a curry over here. Doesn't touch what it's like over there. Okay. And then, so we finished there. I didn't eat a great deal. Okay. We finished there. And then we went off to another friend's house, done a reading. And then when I finished the reading, there on the table was lunch. I'm like, I can't eat anymore. But it wasn't, you know, it was, but they understood. They understood. You know, I used to be quite a big eater, but actually now I'm not that big a eater. My portions have sort of whittled down. Or they're trying to, anyway. But so they gave me some of the traditional sweets. So there was like one, my favourite one was it was like a dough ball, and it was just drowned in like a syrup. Very sweet, really nice, and very Moorish. So I had that, and then there was some other little sweets as well, but I wasn't quite sure what they were. So I'm in Guwahati, we were meant to go for an elephant ride to a temple, but unfortunately, it had to get cancelled because of work, the workload, which I didn't mind, because I would rather have seen things like that with Helen by my side, which we are. We've actually been invited back in October. So on my last day in Guwahati, I had to go and see a temple. I had to. It was just you could not go somewhere and not see a temple. So we went to this temple on the very top of this mountain. Beautiful view across Guwahati itself. So I took some photographs. So you led up these stairs, and Shinroi says, be careful with your wallet and your camera. So you're constantly thinking about that. And we get to a point where you have to take your shoes and your socks off. Now, I do everything with total respect of where I am. You know, you're in their place of worship. You do what they do. You don't divert. You don't question. And, you know, you just enjoy the moment, okay? And that's the thing that I was in my mind, okay? That was the one and only thing. Enjoy this moment, because this is like a lifetime dream for a lot of people, and I'm very blessed to be here, okay? So there's this massive, great temple. I say it's massive, great. It's a fair size, okay? Stone-built, and it's the hustle and bustle. Marble floors all over the place. I'm trying to remember how we were led round. But you had to... I'm just trying to think. We had to go up these stairs. That's right. We had to go down these stairs to this pool of water, okay? And you had to dip your feet in, and then you had to dip your hands in, and then you had to stand there in the prayer position, and then you were given a mantra to say. So you had to follow the mantra that your guide was saying. Although he says it rather quickly, you were trying to say it as well as you could. And then you sort of turned right and stepped away a little bit, and then there was a shrine, and so it was to one of the gods, and everything was given to me so quick. You sort of had to stand in the prayer position, touch the shrine and prayer position, saying the mantra, and then while you're saying the mantra, the gentleman sitting there would put the red dot on your forehead, which is the your soul. Okay, because that's where they believe over there that your soul lives, in your forehead, you know, in that one spot. So you're honouring that as well, okay? And then we sort of led back up the stairs, and then we're taken to this other shrine where you had to smash a coconut. You had to smash a coconut, and you had to drip the milk of the coconut over part of the shrine, then take the coconut around to the front, and then give the offering, and they would give half of it back with a candle or something inside, or flowers inside it was, and then you give some money with thanks, and you say a mantra, and you get up and you bow and then you walk off. Now, we had VIP tickets, so we sort of jumped the queue, and I'm so glad we did. Because there is this caged walkway, and I say caged, it's like, you know, really elegant cast iron walkway, okay? But it was jam-packed, solid, tighter than a sardine can of men, women and children, okay? And these poor people had been waiting there for at least 4 hours before we did them there. So I felt a bit guilty. But we were led round them into this back door, where you go into this temple, and inside it's very dark, very dingy, rather warm, okay, and very claustrophobic. And in the middle there is this shrine, so you're standing to the right of the to the left of the shrine, and you're given a ring of flowers, okay, it's like a necklace of flowers, and you're given a mantra. You say the mantra to the shrine, and then you have to break up a bit of your flower and throw it at the shrine as an offering. And to give thanks, and then you're led round down some stairs, very dark, it gets darker as you go down, to the holy water, and there's two pools of holy water, and then you're told to kneel down, touch the water, and then touch your head, pray, mantra, give thanks, give them the flowers, they give thanks to the flowers, give them back to you. And then you go to the next pool and you do exactly the same, so you touch the water, touch your head, give thanks, mantra. And then you give money, okay? And then you head back up the stairs. So it was quite because it was very dark, you know, you're treading on people's feet, it was quite claustrophobic, squashed, and you're led round to the very front of the first shrine that was there. And then you touch the shrine, you pray, you do the mantra, thanks, and give money. And then you go outside into the open air. Now, inside the temple, you're not allowed to take photographs, so we didn't get any photographs inside, but outside we had some, okay? But you have to do two circuits of the temple, okay? Now, just to get a picture in your mind, okay, there's a lot of people there, okay? Lots of goats lying around, okay? And you're like, what are goats for, okay? So lots of people hustling, bustling. There are beggars, and we had this dear gentleman just kept on coming up to me and begging, and my dear friend kept on just moving him aside so we can get on. And you're led round part of it, and you're sort of explained about the temple. So this is the outside, this is this bit over here, blah, blah, blah. And believe me, there's a lot of information given on the day, and it sort of sunk in very slowly. And then you sort of see this bit here. It's like an open air part. It's pillared roof, marble floor, and then it's got candles all over the place. And that's where they sacrifice. And that's where they do the animal sacrifice. So you're like, right, okay, you know, that's fine. That's up to them. Okay, that's their belief. But then you've got to walk over the droplets of blood to go around the temple, and then you've got to go around the temple again, and then you've got to walk over the droplets of blood again. So you not many, but they're there. So all the while you're thinking about your wallet and your camera and everything else is going on. So there's lots to take in, absolutely tons and tons to take in. Fantastic temple. And I kind of like, somebody said to me, oh, I don't know if you'll feel the energy in that temple. And do you know what? While I was there, I didn't feel the energy. But believe me, when I came out and I was on my way home and I had time to reflect on it, the energy sort of hit me. And I've been going through this change in myself. I can't quite explain it. It's a difference. There is a difference. I'm seeing things differently. I'm viewing things differently. I understand things differently, and so on. So, which is great. You know, it's a different level that I'm going to. But it was a really great experience. And then my dear friend said to me, I'd like to take you to the top of the mountain to show you where I used to come when I was a kid. So we went there, and that's where we took the photographs of Guwahati, the city, out of view, and then the other side of India and so on. And then I went to Guwahati Airport, and I flew to Delhi. And the bizarre thing, the trip from Guwahati to Delhi, right? So I'm business class, right? On this very small plane, right? I'm sitting there, and all you hear is they got music playing. So you know, okay, it's like nice settling music, violins and stuff, and then natural finishes, and then you hear Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhymes, and you're like, what? What am I really listening to that? And then it finishes, and then it's like another Christmas track comes on, and you're like, do they not know Christmas is finished? Yeah, so it was really bizarre. It was just really, really bizarre. But it was a nice flight. I had this really amazing guy sitting next to me. Although we did talk, I just knew his energy was awesome, right? I would say he was probably Tibetan, okay? He wasn't a monk, but he was a Tibetan. I could just guarantee he was from Tibet. But old boy, he loved his trip, okay? He was so relaxed. This guy had his seat all the way back, as far as he could go, okay? And he was completely laid out. Arms and legs akimbo, asleep, right? He really enjoyed his trip. It was just amazing thing to watch. And then you sort of like, so the side, I was on the left-hand side of the plane looking through the window, and you're like, ooh, clouds. Okay, I'll look outside the right-hand side window. So I'm looking over at the other side of business class, and I'm like, wow, that's just amazing. And it's the Himalayas, the mountains, okay? You see the mountain range, and in the distance, you see these peaks, right? And you're like, wow, that's amazing. And then I remember in the back of my head, somebody said to me, when you fly from Guwahati to Delhi, if you look out the side or the right-hand side, you'll see Everest. And I'm like, and the Himalaya mountains. I'm like, wow, okay. So there's the Himalayas. Where's Everest? Okay, so I'm sitting there going, where's Everest? I can't see. Oh, and then it hits you. Because there's this almighty great big lump of rock, okay, that stands out above all else, okay, and you see it, Everest, with the peaks around it, the Himalayas, wow, just absolutely amazing, you know, worth doing the trip for, you know, really, just mind-blowing, really, and typically, just as we're going past, they serve up dinner. Right, so you can't get your camera out your bag because you've got this little tray on your lap and you've got your food and there's nowhere to put it. So, so it's typical. So, but it's just been burnt into my mind, my memory that I've seen Everest. You know, I've not touched it, but I've seen it. So we land in Delhi. I land in Delhi for about 6 o'clock, and I go to this rather lovely hotel. And I'm due to meet some friends to go to their house to have a meal with them, spend some time, and which we do. We have a fantastic meal. But I actually cut my trips a little bit short. So the next day I was actually due to go back to Delhi Airport and then fly to Heathrow. But from what I can tell with Delhi is that it's, you know, Guwahati was hot, Mumbai was hot, Delhi was freezing. I had my jumper on. If I had a scarf, I would have worn it. I had my jacket on, and it was really quite cold. And it's got a different air about it. I could tell this even in the evening. Even in my short time of being there, it had a different air about it. There was something different. And actually, my friend out there said Delhi is not as nice as everywhere else. You know, people are not as friendly, okay, and not that I didn't feel that because I didn't talk to enough people, but the there was a smell in the air as well, and it was different, you know, like it wasn't like a dirty smell or anything like that. It was just a different smell. But I want to experience Delhi, so I'm actually going back in October. October, November. I'm going back there then, and I'm thinking I'm going back in January as well, by the sounds of it. But I have to say to anybody that's listening, it was an awesome trip. I just want to answer a question that's in the chat room. Chuck29 just put readings question mark. Yes, there will be readings this evening, but I'd like to, you know, I went on a bit of a trip that meant quite a lot, and I always like to tell people about things that I've been up to whilst I've been away or during my week since my last show. And that's how my show rocks, unfortunately. But yes, there will be readings. So India, to anybody that wants to go out there, first thing is, okay, go with somebody, because it's a place to be shared with, honestly. Yes, I was there with my friend, but I'm going back there purposely to be with Helen as well, my wife, okay, so she can experience it as well. It's an awesome place, okay. And in fact, I'm going to Mumbai next, Delhi, and then I'm going down to Bangalore as well. But if you're going out there, obviously have your jabs, take your tablets. Be careful of the malaria tablets, because A, you lose your appetite, you can't sleep, and you feel really weird. But part of the reason, and I'll let you know, part of the reason why I came back is because I actually, before I left, I came down with a chest infection. And the chest infection got worse while I was out there. So I stayed out of there for as long as possible before I came back, and then I'm on antibiotics now. So that's part of the reason why I came home early. So what we're going to do, okay, it's now 9:56, okay, here in the UK. We're going to go to some music. I'm going to have a drop of my drink, okay. We're going to listen to an ad, and then we'll open up the telephone lines for a few readings, okay. So let's go to some music, and I'll just speak to you in a couple of minutes. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yep, and what a great event it's going to be. And actually, if you want tickets, you can actually go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. Go to the events page. They are available through the events page, payable via PayPal. Obviously, you know, we get a lot of people in the States saying, oh, we can't make it. Of course you can. Just jump on a plane. Come over and see us. You know, we'd love to see you. So there is a question in the chat room. It's not really, it's just purely to find out what the name of that track was. And I shall get it for you right now. It's a great track. And it's called, the band is called Empire of the Sun. That's what you need to look for. Yeah, so Empire, I can't remember the name of the track, but it's Empire of the Sun is the name of the band. Very interesting group. And what people don't realise is that prior to my show, yes, you know, I have to look for the tracks, and I'm quite particular about the tracks that I choose. And then I have to get the tracks and then send them to the producer, and the producer downloads them and all sorts of stuff. So I'm actually quite particular. So I could actually be on the internet for like 2-3 hours looking for what track's right for my show at that time. I mean, for tonight. So there we go. Oh, it's called We Are the People. There you go. Thank you. There you go. It's my producer. That's great. So if you want to call in, okay, 760-283-4611. For the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So I had to think then. See, just a little bit out of practice. So, but yeah, okay. So it's really warm in this studio at the moment. So, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to, if you enjoyed my little story there, go to my website, have a look at the photos. Oh, actually, it's not my website. Go to my page, and have a look at all the photos on there. You can see me in the prayer and all in the temple and everything. It was a great trip. Can't wait to go back. So let's do what we want and what people want to do. Okay, obviously you're here for some reading. So let's see what we can do. If we can go to the first reading now, I think the order might have changed by now. I think we might have Rachel on the line. I think maybe.
Yes, you are right. My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I enjoyed. I'm doing well. Thank you for your wonderful story earlier.
Welcome. So, where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California.
Oh, nice and hot.
Well, not quite. I wish, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Can you see what the spirits have to say in regards to my search for a new job position?
A new job position. Okay, let me tell you how I work, okay? I do link
okay.
to and I do bring people or loved ones through from the spirit world, and I give a little bit of evidence, and they're the ones that give us the guidance, okay? So you understand
yes.
this? Okay?
Yes.
Sweetheart, as I link to you and I link to the spirit world, okay, I've got a lovely gentleman coming forward from the spirit world that tells me that he would have been grandfather that would have stood on his on father's side of the family tree. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and he's just said to me as well that he would have suffered with his chest. Don't feel it was a heart attack, but I feel he would have suffered with his chest before his passing. Do you understand this?
That was my other grandfather, my mother's father, who had a heart attack.
Right. I don't feel he had a heart attack. I feel he would have had a problem with the chest. I think he's talking to me about his lungs. So he would have had a problem with lungs. Do you understand that?
Was he like, yeah.
So you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, thank you. I would actually say he's quite an average built man. I was going to say slender, but then he sort of changed his position. So it looks like he was of average height or a little bit taller than average height, but quite slender or average in his build. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But sweetheart, he's just said to me as well to trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. Thank you. He's just said to me as well that you question the things that are going on around you quite a lot. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And he says, in particular, your work. You question your work pattern or your work pathway quite a lot, he says. You understand this also?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Give me a bit more, please. Thank you. Right, thank you. But he's also talking about the fact that... say again? Right, that... It keeps talking to me like you're looking for something. You're looking. Right, thank you. Job, or you're waiting for a new job to come forward. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
But he says you've been looking really, really hard for this as well. It's like you've been quite particular and. But, say again? Right, okay. He's scrutinizing. He's saying you scrutinize everything. You understand?
I do.
Okay. Say again. Right. But also he says you're worried about your money side of life as well. Do you understand this?
I am.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see where he goes with this. Give me a bit more, please. Right. Right. He's talking to me about a new role for you in February. So we're talking about next month, which is not that far away, okay? So a new role will be made to you in February. But he's also talking about your finances will become, say again? His words were even keel in June. So he's giving me June around this, okay?
Okay.
So he just said to me, August is quite important for you as well. And he just said that would have been a birthday around you or around him. Do you understand this?
I have a birthday in July.
He keeps about August. So it could be within the people, there would be either a birthday, a passing, an anniversary, or some sort of celebration. You understand?
Okay.
But he's just said to me as well, he's given me a little bit of information, okay? He's just said to me, you need to stop worrying about your work, okay? Okay, thank you. He just said to me as well that you've already found the job that you want to do. You understand this?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You've already found the job that you want to do. You've made your mind
yet.
Made your mind up?
No, I have not.
I have to go with what he's saying, okay? He's saying that you've already found the job that you want to do. So either you've seen it and you want that job. Say again? Okay. But he's also saying that it's a job that you've wanted for quite a while. Does this make sense?
Oh, no.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Okay, I have to stick with what he's saying. He's saying to me, there is a job, okay, that you've already seen that you want, okay, and it's something that you've wanted to do for quite some time. It's a new change for you, he just said as well. Do you understand?
I definitely want to change.
Okay.
I definitely want to change.
Okay. I just want to go away from this for a second, because he keeps talking to me about a medal, or he keeps showing me something on his breast, okay, or on his chest, okay. So he's talking about a medal. So was he a military man?
No.
Okay, just bear me a second, because he keeps showing me this. Right, what is that? Right, okay. Okay, I thought he was talking about military, or the way that he was standing and where the medal is, but he's telling me it's like a brooch or something like that. But then he's talking about mum as well. So, okay. Right, thank you. He's talking about mum, okay? So I'm not quite sure where he's going with it. Right, thank you. He keeps talking about this article, okay, this item. It's either a brooch or a medal that maybe mum has got that he would have given. Sweetheart, is your mum in spirit?
Yes, she is.
Okay, because he keeps saying to me, mum's in spirit. So would you understand a brooch or something that you would pin to your chest?
Oh, well, I have... My mom had a very, it was not expensive, it was like dime store, but it was a little tiny angel that you can pin to your clothing, and so I had recently discovered it, so I put it on my pajamas at night.
Okay.
It's a little pin.
Okay. I can't see the detail. It looks, to me, it looked like a cross, okay, but it could be. As you say, it could be an angel. But I'm not going to make things fit. But it keeps talking about mum in spirit and this brooch or something. So they're actually watching you, okay? So, you know, they're keeping an eye on you. They can see the things that you're doing. Say again? Right, thank you. Can you understand? Also, I know it's going to be a really strange question for you, okay? And I shouldn't ask questions. But she's talking about, okay, cause I do believe I've got your mum here as well, okay? On her passing, I know it's an emotional thing anyway, but would you understand that she would have cried also on her passing? Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Right, she's talking about her passing, okay? I know when we lose a loved one to the spirit world,
right.
It's an emotional thing anyway, but she keeps talking about crying on her passing. So is it right that she would have cried before her passing?
No, I mean, I know I did, but she was just very sickly, and it was unexpected, but yet she was sickly, but she was always sickly.
Right.
But I know I cried a lot.
Okay, because she's talking about crying. I know, I have to be careful here, because I know when people pass the spirit world, obviously our emotions run high, and we do cry, obviously, because we're grieving, but she's talking about crying before her passing. Sweetheart, she just said to me as well that there was somebody sitting next to her on her passing. Do you understand this?
Well, nobody was in the room when she passed away. She was in her own bedroom, but the dogs were with her, but nobody physically was there.
Showing me, I don't know if it's leather or cloth, okay, but she's showing me a red cushioned chair that would either be next to the bed or in the same room as the bed that she would have passed in, okay? Would you understand that?
No, she didn't have a chair. There was no room for a chair in her bedroom.
Right, okay, give me a bit more. Right, I always give 100% of what they say, okay, and I always stick with what they say because I know what they say is right. But she is saying that there was somebody on her passing. She's not saying it. Okay, thank you. Sitting next to her on her passing. She keeps saying it. There's somebody sitting next to me on my passing. And she keeps giving me a red chair. She keeps showing me physically a red chair. So I can keep seeing this. But maybe this is something that you need to find out, okay? About a bit more detail about her passing, if there was...
We all spent time with her personally on her bed as she laid in the bed after she passed.
Right, okay.
And we sat on the bed.
Okay. Just bear me a second, okay? Can you make me a better word?
Okay.
Right. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. She's just talking about, I've asked her, your granddad's still here, okay? So, mm-hmm. But mummy is talking as well, but she's just going back to her work, okay? And again, she's just relaying the same message that you need to stop worrying about her work, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. There is a job, she just said there's a job coming to you in February that ticks all the boxes, okay? So you need to relax about this.
Okay.
Right, thank you. But also, she's talking about money as well, that there's going to be an influx of money. This could be either, I'm not a fortune teller, so I can't say that it's going to be like a winning, or you're going to be winning the lottery or anything like that. But there's for some reason, there'll be an amount of money coming to you, she just said this, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you. Right, she's talking about backdating. Sweetheart, are you on benefits?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Are you on? Because she's talking about back payments of benefits. Do you understand this? Are you on benefits?
I'm on. I don't have any benefits, no.
Right, it could be that your benefit, okay? But she's talking about a back payment of something. So that's what she's talking about. I don't know what it is, but that's what she keeps talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
I don't know anything about back payments. I'm all paid up on everything.
To you. It's money coming to you. Like it's a back
payment.
Okay. Thing. So and that's why I was talking about benefit. Either there's going to be a back payment on some sort of benefit coming to you. So either you've been shortchanged of something and that money... Mm-hmm. Accumulated and it's going to come to you.
Okay.
Okay, so just take that, okay, from spirit, okay, and just see what happens there. But they talk about June, so your finances will be resolved around June, okay?
Okay.
But I'm
going to
leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Take the love from spirit, okay? Just know that they're watching because obviously they're talking about this brooch that you wear, okay? So please take the love from spirit. And obviously you can go back to the archives of mikespirit.fm to your reading again, just if you want to take more notes, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I say thank you to spirit, and I just so adore spirit when they come forward. And the information they give, and sometimes we don't recognize it straight away. It comes to us after a few days, or it could be that's actually something going to be happening around us, okay, or coming to us. So you have to bear this in mind. So I just love spirit. I just love the way they work. So we go to the next telephone call. I believe we've got Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I am doing really well, and I have to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed you sharing your journey in Mumbai. I hope to visit it one day and experience some of those same things. It was amazing. You have a gift for that, of describing your journey.
Thank you. India's got so much to offer. It really has. Oh. And it's a place that I would recommend to anybody. I really do.
One day. Yeah, it was amazing, and I do know someone in India that said I could come visit, so you've just made me realize that that's something I need to take them up on.
There you go. I always believe in signs and symbols that spirit gives. So obviously me talking about India is a symbol for you to actually get in contact with your friend in India and do it. Go out there. Have a bit of fun.
Yes. So,
where are you calling from, Dee Dee?
I'm in California. Now, I'm in Southern California, and it's absolutely beautiful here today. So I'm enjoying it. I'm sitting on the front porch enjoying the weather.
Oh, very nice. So how are we trying to help you this evening?
Well, something that you touched on when you said you feel a change in yourself and you're going to a different level, I am also very, very aware of that. And I am aware of, what spirit is telling me, and this is all new to me, Nick, can, but I am being with it and embracing it. And so I'm trying to find direction in getting to that next level.
Okay. So before I go on, okay, you've got a granny spirit. You understand this? A granny spirit? By the family.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. A grand?
A grandmother in spirit. On mum's side of the family.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know, she's actually very close to you as well, she's saying to me. In spirit and on earth plane, she said. That's close to her when she was alive?
She passed before I was born.
Oh, okay. But she talked about, she's very close to you in spirit and earth plane. But she's also talking about your connectivity, okay, to the spirit world. Thank you. Because she tells me that you see things, but you don't quite believe it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just, I love her. I think she's great. Got a really bubbly energy. Thank you. And actually, when... she looks very... I'm trying to think of a way of describing her for you so you understand what she looks like. And the only way I can describe it is that if I look at her and her, you're all pretty similar. Do you understand this?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. You've all got the same eyes. Why? I'm just being told you've all got the same eyes. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, okay. And I've got to say, she's got a sparkle in her eyes, okay? Now, she's just telling me that you need to free your mind. That's the thing that that's going on around you. Because you don't... You see things, she says. Say again? Really? Okay. She said, you see things, and also you've heard as well. So you're going through that spectrum of, I'm hearing things, not believing it, and I've also thought I've just seen something, but I don't believe it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right? So she's saying that you need to just to go with it, okay? Believe it, accept it. So when you hear something, you need to just either acknowledge it, because the more you acknowledge it, the more it comes to you, okay? So if you don't recognize that person, just say, hi, thank you very much for coming. Or if you hear them in your mind, okay, talk to them, speak to them back, okay? Say again? Right. Okay. Sweetheart, she's also talking about the fact that this runs through your family. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And also, do you have a brother?
Four.
Okay. Right. Hang on a second. Right. There is a... Okay. She's describing a brother to me. Okay, so just bear me a second. She's talking about a brother that would look like he's got... I don't mean to be rude. Okay, it's the only way I can describe it. He would be quite a big built guy. Okay?
Yep.
Broad-shouldered.
Yep.
But also, I want to give like a square face to him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Right. She's talking about him and... Okay, that he also sees, but he's in denial. Do you understand this?
That's new, but I wouldn't put it past.
It's and that's why he's like he doesn't deal with it. He just lets it go by him. It doesn't, you know, he'd rather not say anything about it. That's what I'm getting to with him. But also, or this lovely lady is saying to me, say again, what was that, sweetheart? Would you understand? Rose. Would you understand Rose?
No, but I'm writing it down.
Okay. So it could be either the name or it could be the flower, the rose, okay? Either it's a favourite flower of hers, right, okay. It's not right, thank you. She's actually really talkative, okay? Right, she's talking about the fact that this runs through your family, okay? And that your brother is in denial about it, but you are the one that's accepting it, okay? But you don't believe. Right, okay. Wow, do you know, if you opened your... She just... A little bit more in, you can actually do, okay? if you actually opened your mind, and I would say the only way of doing that is actually to meditate and ask them to come forward, okay? And so you get to realize that. But you hear people's thoughts as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So what's going on is either your hearing is clicking or you're hearing things and then you're seeing things at the corner of your eye. These are classic signs that they are tuning themselves into you, okay? So they can be more aware of them. Learn from each other or learn from a person, a medium. Right? Right, thank you. Also, she's just telling me you do cards.
Yes.
Because she's telling me you don't need the cards. Because she's telling me that you do... Thank you. Because she just said to me, okay, you get halfway through like doing the cards and then you don't even bother. You just reel off information.
Yep.
She needs to put the card away, okay? You don't need the card. The cards are just... they're a fad. They're a tool. People like to see something visual, okay? So, by all means, keep you. I do the same, to be honest, in some readings. I put the cards out, but I'm actually linked to spirit, okay? Sometimes we don't need them. She's telling me you don't need them. Thank you. It's her voice you hear, she says. She just said it. It's my voice she hears. So, actually, this lovely lady, this grandmother you never met, is in spirit, works alongside you, okay? And she just said, I'm the one that gives you the information, okay? She's a really lovely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
But there's also talk around you about the fact that you... Say again? Right, thank you. That you want to do this more permanently. She said her words were, she actually wants to leave her job so she can do this properly. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I have to say, out of experience, say again. Right, thank you. Let me tell you what she just said, okay? That you need just a little bit more experience, she just said, okay?
Yep.
And I'll say, don't come to sleepwalk, because I've seen many people think that they flat on their faces, okay? Dini got, and I know from what this lady is saying, from what my guide is saying, that actually you're very good at what you do, okay? But you need to find it, because you're getting a message, but you're not understanding it properly. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But your readings are great, okay? I've got to say that.
It's all very new to me.
Yeah, it is. Right, okay. Right. But you've also got to go through the stages of understanding different types of readings. So, and she's also given me, like, sand reading and stuff like that. So really, you've got to... I don't want to use the word, but I have to play around with different ideas of what you want to do, what comes comfortably with you. But this lady works very closely to you. And the reason I'm stumbling is because the gentleman's just walked into the room as well. Right, thank you. This gentleman would be taller than the grandmother. He would have had dark hair, but he... Right, okay. Again? Right, thank you. It was, yeah, dark hair, but it would have gone greyish or very light around the sides. I feel very grandfather with him, and he would have been connected to this lady also. He would have been a gentleman that would have worn a blazer or a suit jacket. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So this would be your grandfather, okay?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And he, you actually, you remember this gentleman as well?
I remember what?
You actually remember this gentleman, because he says that you remember him.
He also passed before I was born, but through photos and so forth, yes, I feel like I know him.
Okay, right. Right, give me a bit more. Okay. Right, thank you. Sweetheart, he said to me about your sleep patterns. Sleep patterns have changed also. Do you understand this?
My passions?
No, your sleep pattern. So, like,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And he's given faces. He tells me faces come to you in the evening. Do you understand it?
I lost you there for a second. Can you say that again?
It's faces. He faces to your mind and your sense. You're trying to get sleep and you keep seeing.
Yes.
Okay. You need to be. Right? It's your time to recoup your energy. So you need to spirit to leave you alone. Don't be horrible. Just say, look, please leave me now. It's night time. I need to recoup my energy. And I will ask you to come forward when I am ready to work. Okay? So you need to be really grounded here. Okay? Because once they know that you're awake during your sleep, okay, as in your conscious mind is awake, they will knock on your door and get annoying. Okay, you need to be strict. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But sweetheart, I feel actually you're on the right path. Okay. From what the lovely lady in spirit is saying, and what your grandfather is also saying, is that you just need to keep going a little bit more. Okay. Say again. Also, they're talking about an invitation around you where you'll be invited into a group. But they're also giving me September. So what was the first month? Say again? Right, July and September are important also. So these could be our birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or some sort of celebration. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, July and September. Do you actually understand that information?
Yes.
Okay, as long as you're sure, okay? Go on.
Yes, I've been told in September that there is a major change in my life, and information comes to me as needed, and so more so than a specific birth date or whatnot, I know there's change coming, and if they're telling me those months, I'm going to look to those months for that.
Okay, quite interestingly as well, okay, I'm being told about like the shamanism side of things around you. Do you understand this?
Shame?
Shamanism. So.
Shaman.
Yeah.
Like I'm shameful?
No, not shameful. Shamanism, so the Native American shamanism and that sort of thing. Do you understand?
I've been told I have an Indian guide with me.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna finish here. Okay. On this note. Okay. Because you're talking to me about a new gentleman coming to you. Okay. I don't feel this is like a love life or a relationship. Well, actually, it will be a relationship. It'll be more like a working friend relationship coming to you, one that will be guiding you also. But this is a physical being. Okay. Somebody on the earth plane will be coming to help you. Okay. So just understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I could be completely wrong, and it could be a new relationship. But I don't feel it's a new relationship in that sort of way. I feel it's somebody coming forward to help you, okay?
And I understand that, actually.
Right, okay, as long as you do. But sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Nick, thank you so much, and you have a beautiful day. Blessings.
Well, on your porch in the sunshine. I'm so jealous.
Well, I'll email you on Facebook when I make it to Mumbai.
But also, don't forget, you can go back to the archives of mikespirit.fm and listen to the reading. There's quite a lot of information there as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. I'm just going to go to my last track of the evening, okay? It's a fairly quick track, I think. So I need a drink. So just listen to this bit of music, and then I'll come back and I'll do a few more readings. Okay, I'll see if we could do some like quick fire rounds, but I'll also speak to you in just a few minutes.
These are the days of the biggest hell.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And so am I. Tickets available through my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. It's not making me hungry. People in the chat room are making me hungry. It's not fair. So, all these lovely cheesecakes and meatballs and so on. So it just sounds really nice. So, obviously, the telephone number you need to ring is 760-283-4611. It's, what, 1:45 the hour here. I promise you next week my show will be different. More readings, that's what I mean. I won't have the hour-long story, obviously. But next week, I'm obviously doing my show, and then me and the lovely Mike will be flying out to Norway to do some work out in Norway. So we can't wait. It's going to be really good. So are you Italian? Oh, yeah, I'm Italian. Well, half Italian anyway. So there you go, Susie Love. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Cannelloni, lovely. Beautiful. So, and meatballs, great. Lovely. So let's go back to the telephone lines. Stop it. Stop talking about food. So the next caller, I believe, is Gillian. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Gillian. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how can we... Thank you. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I think I spoke to you before. Not sure, but I think you had a guest called Oscar on your show one time, a couple of days ago maybe. I think you read for me.
I read.
Is that you?
Yeah. I have so many callers and I see.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so I just wanted some more clarification on relationships and career for me.
Okay, let's see what we get for you, okay? As I say before, I link to spirit first and see who comes forward. And as I do so, I have a gentleman come forward. Right, thank you. And I want to go to dad's side of the family for this gentleman in spirit around you, okay? And he keeps saying, dad. So is your father in spirit?
No, he's here.
Okay, so this... Okay, then therefore, I want to go that this would be grandfather in spirit around you, okay? On your dad's side of the family.
He was his father, I guess. His adopted father.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So you want to know about relationship and what was the other thing?
Career.
Career, okay. Okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay. Right, thank you. This gentleman is just talking to me about your life at the moment, okay? And also the fact about the relationship. Thank you. He says things around you have been up in the air. Do you understand this? Things around you have just not been quite right. You understand?
I guess you could say that, kind of.
The reason that he's saying this is because... Right, thank you. Right, he's just relaying this, okay? And I'll say exactly how he said it. He's saying that there is a relationship coming up to you, okay? There's a relationship coming your way, but because things haven't been quite right around you, it's been delayed, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm. I don't know what's not quite right. I'm single.
Right, thank you. His words were that Right, he's making me feel all tangled up, okay? So he's telling me that your life is a bit tangled. So, like, you're quite busy with lots of other things going on around you. Do you understand?
Only work. I just work, and sometimes I go out, but nothing else, really.
Right. Again? Right. He's talking about the balance of your life. That's the simplest way he's trying to say it to me. The balance of your life hasn't been, okay, correct, he said. Okay, the balance around you hasn't been correct. Okay, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to think about that.
What he's saying to me here is that there is a relationship coming to you, okay? It could be also, right, thank you. It could be also the fact that the person that's coming to you, it may not be the right time for them. Right, thank you. Because you're after a particular person, do you understand this? You're after it, like either your soulmate or your twin flame. That's what you're after, isn't it? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's got to be the right time for them to come into your life. But soulmates are different to twin flames, okay? Soulmates, we can have many soulmates that we meet throughout our life and our lives, okay? Mm-hmm. Whereas a twin flame is where one soul is split into, and they go and live their many journeys, and then when the time is right, they come together, okay? That's what he's saying. The time has got to be right for the twin flame, okay? So it will be soulmate that will be coming to you, okay? Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Thank you. Okay, he's just saying to me as well, January's been quite busy for you. Do you understand that? He says just January's been really busy.
I was on vacation for 2 weeks.
He's talking about the fact that January has been really busy. Okay. Okay, thank you. And he's just said that it's not been possible for things to take place or for action to happen. Understand?
You broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
He's just saying that because you've been so busy in the January period, that it hasn't been quite right for somebody to come into your life. That's what he's saying. Understand?
Okay. I mean, I don't know what he means by busy. I mean, I've been just going to work. That's pretty much it. And then I was off for 2 weeks in another country. But that was vacation.
Okay. But you were away for 2 weeks in January. So mm-hmm. it wasn't time for you during those 2 weeks to meet the person that you're meant to, maybe. Mm-hmm. So you were quite busy. Okay. Thank you. April also he's talked to me about. April is going to be the right time. Okay. So things mm-hmm. around you in April are going to change. Thank you. And he's talking about career and your love, okay, your love life is going to change. Right, thank you. Because he's talking about a change in your work also. Right, thank you. It's going to be a change of career path for you. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Right, thank you. He's talking to me. Hang on, let me just get confirmation. Is that right? He's talking to me. He just said publishers. So is it you're looking to are you writing a book, or is it to do with publishing or something like that, something to do with writing?
I don't publish. I'm not in that field. I'm not writing anything to be published.
But okay, give me a bit more. He keeps giving me the word publishers. Publishers, okay. So it's either that's the field that you'll be going into, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Okay, I can. That's fine. I don't understand how I would work in that field, but I'm up for anything.
Okay. But there's going to be a change, and then he followed that with publishers. So I don't, I can only give you the information that I'm being given. Okay. Okay. Give me a bit more. Can you just a little bit more? Right. Say again? Okay. Because I know what you've said already, okay, but he's talking about that you need a change of direction. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You need, okay. Right. Okay, give me a bit more then. Just a little bit more. Right. He's also talking to me about he's talking about the car. He keeps talking about the change of car. Do you understand that? Change of car?
I don't have one.
What do you mean by change of car? Right. Okay. I've got to get it. Cause he keeps talking about a change of car. Right, thank you. Okay. And that's not her, is it? Okay. You're going to have to look at your this, okay? Because he's talking to me about your father and change of car, okay? So that's a message that you need to give your father, okay? It's a change of car. It's a simple message, okay? Right, okay. Right, okay, thank you. He's saying actually when you mention this, you'll realise that actually there's been things not quite right with the car that he's got and he needs a change of car. Do you understand?
Well, he doesn't have one.
Okay. okay. It could be then somebody around in the family needs a change of car.
My brother.
It's a male energy, okay? But there's something not right with the car that they've got, and they're going to need to change the car, okay?
Okay.
So you need to mention this to your father or your brother, okay?
Okay.
He's just me about the fact that. And his words were, he needs to change car, okay? That's the words. Okay, give me a bit more, just a little bit more. Thank you. Thank you. When's that? Right. He's talking about a relief for you, okay? A relief. But he's given me March around this, a relief. It's going to be like a breath of fresh air for you. Right, okay, what's that then? What's that to do? Don't just give me that and then... Right, thank you. He's talking about... Right, okay. He's just talking about life in general around you is going to be just a change of air. It's going to be a relief. So things will become a lot better for you around the March time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay, so talk to me about like Christmas. So he says, like, Christmas is quite important. Forget Christmas Day and the Thanksgiving. He's talking
mm-hmm.
about celebration or something else going on around that. Do you understand?
Around Christmas time?
Yeah.
It
would be like an anniversary, a birthday or a passing. But he's talking about Christmas. Again, and then he's just said 27th. So I don't know if it's the 27th of December, but 27th is a day that's quite important. Do you understand? What he's doing...
My mom was born July 27th, and my niece and nephew was born July 27th.
Okay, so he's just said 27th as important, but also Christmas time he's talking about as important, okay? So just bear with that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you see anything about California?
California?
Yes.
Are you saying anything about California? Okay. Right. Okay. Right, thank you. All he said here is that there will be a movement for you, okay? So you'll be moving away. So either that's you moving to California or you'll be going to California. But he just said there will be a movement, okay? But it won't be until later this year. Do you understand this?
That's my dream is to move there one day.
Okay, but it would be late this year. So it could be December time, okay? I'm not going to try and make things fit, but it could be around the December time, okay? But I'm going to have to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart?
Yeah, thank you very much. I do believe that you have given me a message before, and it was very good.
You. Love from spirit, okay, and also listen to the archives because some information, obviously, I don't feel that you understood, so you're going to need to go back and try and work out what they mean, okay?
Yes, please, I'll do that.
Take the love from spirit, and thank you for phoning this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So there you go, guys. I've come to the end of my show, unfortunately, okay? I promise you that next week I will be doing lots more reading, but I felt it was important that I told my story about India because it was a big part of my life. It's a big deal. And, you know, before I left, I watched a program about a lady that was born in England, raised for a few years in England, and then the family moved to India because of work. And then she moved back from India after the work finished back to England. I moved from a world of colour to a world of black and white. Okay, and that's actually quite true. India is full of colour. Fantastic place. Go there if you can. But I'm going to leave it there for you guys. Thank you for joining me this evening. Just lots of love and blessings to you. Okay, take care until next week. Love and light. And I'll speak to you all. I'll speak to you all next week. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphries or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.